I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your Arrowhead update for Friday, September 25th. We got BJ here. We're just days away from Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field. BJ, you like some matchups in this game, and we're going to first focus on Marcus Peters against Aaron Rodgers. Marcus Peters has had some early success this season, already two interceptions for his career last week, the pick against Peyton Manning for 6 points for the Chiefs, but what about him versus Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Peters is already getting a lot of national notoriety. You wrote about it this week on Chiefs.com. Both ESPN's Mel Kiper and the guys over at Pro Football Focus have not only Peters, but also second-round pick Mitch Morris is two of their top rookies so far through the first two games of the season, so it's great to see those guys get some attention. But you look at quarterback Aaron Rodgers, that's where you have to start with the Packers, and he's particularly good at home. It seems like he hasn't thrown an interception forever.
You're talking like the Stone Age?
Now, December 12th, 2012, against the Minnesota Vikings, the last time at home Aaron Rodgers threw an interception. That's 545 consecutive passes. During that time, he's thrown 43 touchdowns. Pretty amazing numbers from Rodgers, but on Monday Night Football, he's 4-1 in his career, but you look historically, the Chiefs have been pretty good at Lambeau. They're only one of two teams in the NFL that have never lost at Lambeau Field in the three attempts they've had.
Another matchup you like is with running back Jamaal Charles. Last week, he has over 100 yards rushing. This week, he'll be up against Clay Matthews in a different position than he normally would be.
This Packers defense has struggled against the run in the first two games of the season. They're giving up 154 yards per game on the ground, ranks 30th in the NFL. To take that even a step further, they've given up 5.37 yards per carry on first down. So you like the Chiefs' chances. If they can get success like that on first down, get into third and manageable, then I feel like they're going to find success in that group.
But from a bigger picture, you think third down will be very important in this game.
It is, and it's a strength on both sides when the Chiefs are on defense, because the Chiefs rank 6th in the NFL on third down conversions, not allowing many of those. And the Packers offense is one of the best in the NFL. They also rank 6th in the NFL on offense, converting third downs. Well, on the flip side, the Chiefs have really struggled on third down so far this season. They're converting just 15%. They rank last in the NFL. But the Packers defense are allowing third down conversions almost 54% of the time. So something's got to give, and I feel like when you look at those third down numbers at the end of the game, it's really going to be a reflection of what that final score is as well.
Well, BJ, something will give in just a few days. Chiefs and Packers will meet on Monday Night Football. Thank you, BJ, for joining us. This has been your Arrowhead Update for Friday, September 25th.
65 toss power trap.